a great Talmud Chacham and a very, very strong personality. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Eli was his name. In any other generation, had the Rambam not been alive, then he would have been, let's say, in the top 10. Or he would have been maybe the top 5 or the top 3. He had, I shouldn't say the misfortune, but he had, to him, the bad luck of being in the generation of the Rambam. If you were in the generation of the Rambam, so there were no other Talmidei Chachamim in the generation of the Rambam. He so eclipsed everyone. Just as in a later generation, for instance, in the generation of the Gaon of Vilna, there were hundreds of great Talmidei Chachamim, great rabbis, about whom almost nothing is known because the Gaon eclipsed them. If you lived in the generation of the Gaon, so then it isn't that the Gaon was first and you were second. The Gaon was a Talmud Chacham and you were something, you know. It's a difference of, not of degree, it's just a difference of kind. And that's what happened to Reb Shmuel Ben Eli. But because he was a great person, he attempted to reintroduce the supremacy of the Gaonate in Bavel. And he attempted to make Bavel, and especially Baghdad, the seat of Jewish authority. He attempted to recapture what history had already undone. That happens many times, by the way, in history, that Winston Churchill, for instance, who is respected and beloved as a leader and a statesman and a smart man, nevertheless could never make peace with the fact that Britain lost its empire. And Britain cannot regain the empire. It's gone. And if you visit England, you realize that even today, 40 years, 50 years after the loss of the empire, the country is not yet reconciled to it. Because if you run the world for 200 years, it's very hard to say that today, you know, you're second rate and somebody else is first. It's a little like the Yankees. You have hopes yet, huh? We shall see. So, Reb Shmuel Ben Eli attempted to reassert the supremacy of Bavel by a frontal attack against the Rambam, because he saw that the Rambam was the authority and that the center of Jewish life had effectively shifted to Cairo, and the questions of the Jewish world were sent to the Rambam, and that the works of the Rambam were popular and they had widespread approval, and even the critics of the Rambam in no way were able to diminish the effects of his works. So he took the Rambam on head on, and he said some things about the Rambam which were not very nice, not very accurate. And he also accused the Rambam of being a heretic, of not believing in certain basic principles of Jewish law, and Jewish belief. Now again, for us to hear this 800 years later, so it sounds almost ludicrous, but it's a common thing. And anyone that wants to do something new or different almost always is tarred with that brush. And one of the things that he said was that the Rambam did not believe in the revival of the dead, in Trias HaMesim. He also said that the Rambam's concept of the Messianic era was not according to Jewish tradition, because the Rambam had a very low-key lacking in supernatural quality, his definition of the Messianic era. And other points, and he argued against the base